Hey, what's going on, everybody? Andrew here, back for another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, August 29th of 2024. We had a six-game early MLB slate get kicked off a little while ago. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a four-game MLB main slate later this evening. We had golf tee off earlier this morning. And we have a nine-game college football slate today as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays, normally at 11 a.m. Eastern. Small announcement for you guys. We are not going to have office hours Friday and Saturday of this week. I will be out, and Jordan is working super hard on some NFL content for you guys. So just kind of a lot of moving pieces this weekend, and not going to be able to have shows on Friday and Saturday. So just wanted to mention that for everyone here. But with that said, we had a lot of questions from the last 2 days here. You know, yesterday I had Jordan and Scott on. We did the beta release show. I'm going to be using the beta version of the app today, and you know, we'll be familiarizing ourselves with it, talking about questions there, and we'll start there. But there were a lot of questions that came in for yesterday's show. I'm going to be getting to all the questions today. We have quite the queue here, so looking forward to today's show. But let's get the beta up here. So I do have beta.sabersim.com up, and we are going to jump into our first question. So first question was, Andrew, can you talk a little bit about custom metrics, normalized value, max scaled value, and the other ways on what they can do? Yeah, absolutely. So let's run some lineups here and kick those off. We'll build 5,000. That's no problem at all here. And let's let this run. So basically talking about custom metrics. And just waiting for this build to finish here. Almost done. 4,000 lineups. Lineups finishing now. All right. Lineups are loading and we're in the post build. So if I go to the sorting metric drop down here and then go down to add metric. So let's say, you know, I'm choosing something, right? My projection will say sum. So honestly, the best way to learn how to use these is to recreate summary statistics that are already here. So let's say I want to go and create a custom metric, and I want to learn, hey, what does, you know, rank, value, normalize, and max scale do? So let's say I come in here, I say my projection sum, because we already have the projection sum, and then I say rank, right? And then now I have ascending and descending. Okay, so, you know, let's save that. It's going to be saved as my metric, and I'll delete this other one. I think this is the right one. Verify. Okay. So yeah, that was a different one. So we're going to go rank my projection sum rank descending first. Okay. So if you'll notice, the one thing is it looks like we're sorting low to high instead of high to low. So So when I sort high to low using the custom metric, my projection sum rank descending, right? That's what we had. The custom metric . This looks super weird. Okay, I get it now. So this is our lowest projected lineup in our pool. So, you know, we say like, hey, we built 5,000 lineups, but the builder has the ability to build a little bit over the threshold. So it could build like kind of plus or minus like 10%. So here it's built 5,262 lineups. So there are actually 5,262 lineups in the pool. So when we sort rank descending, and then we sort high to low, the lowest projected lineup gets the highest score. Now, if we sort low to high with the arrow pointing up, now we're going to get our top projected lineup. And this one is going to get a score of 1. So our top projected lineup gets a low number here. So it just kind of depends how you want to view that information. And then what you do is then you go, okay, hey, now I'm going to switch descending to ascending. When you change your custom metric, like details, switch metrics. So I'm going to switch to projected score, and then I'm going to switch back to my metric. That just allows the builder to recalculate and resort everything. So then now when I come in here, okay, my lowest projected lineup is getting a score of 1. And then I have to imagine that my highest projected lineup is now getting a score of the highest number possible, right? And so this is because we changed the metric, right? So this is a good way to figure out all the different ways you could use this. Okay, my projection sum value, change projected score, change back to my metric. Okay, so these match, right? So value is summarizing, and then we can keep going. Okay, so let's go do normalized value. What does this do? Change. And we're going to change back. So sorting by normalized value gives our top projected lineup a score of 100 and then gives every other lineup from there a score lower than 100, right? This is how the old Saber score used to be used, where the build was normalized to 100, where the top projected lineup gets 100 and then every value thereafter gets a score below that. And then last option here, and then we'll wrap this question up. Max scaled value. Switch to projection. Switch back to my metric. So this looks kind of similar. I'm not sure exactly what the differences are here, but it looks like our top projected lineup is getting a score of 100. And then there. So it seems like normalized and max scaled work kind of similarly here, but this is the way to figure out the differences. So that's the exercise I would go through. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. All right, good stuff there. Going to hit this next question. How would you recommend setting up contest sims for satellite contests that don't have predefined sims? Good question here. So basically what I would do is, you know, say you come into the contest tab, right? You notice that your contest isn't in here. So what I would do is you can right-click on any contest sim and just click add custom contest sim. So then, you know, I'm just going to call it SAT. I would always change field lineups to winner take all, which is this bottom option. And then I would set up the contest size. Say there's 100 people. I would set 100% to first. And if only first place gets paid, I would do 1%, right? And then you put how many entries you have, right? So 100-person contest, first place, only place that gets the ticket, percent entries paid 1%. That's 1 out of 100. User entries, you know, however many entries you have. This is how I would set it up. So, you know, sometimes these satellites pay out, you know, second, third, fourth, maybe, but the payout's usually so small. And, you know, you're playing the contest to win the ticket, I imagine. So I would just always do 100% to first. And then you would just divide basically one divided by the contest size to determine percent entries paid. Good question there. Next question. Sometimes when I run builds in between slates or sports, I get these messages. What do they mean and how shall I approach them? Thanks. So I'm not going to pull up the pictures, but I do see them. So basically pictures saying like, hey, you have a rule that's like not active for this late, you know, do you want to turn it off? So basically what it seems to me is that you have some manual rules where, you know, let's say that we do some manual rules for this slate, right? Well, then let's say that next game or next slate, because we're going to carry over your rules. You know, Baltimore and the Dodgers aren't on the slate, but you had a rule that was like, hey, use at least one pitcher. And, you know, you selected pitchers from the Dodgers, right? The builder is basically telling you like, hey, you have these rules that have these Baltimore and Dodgers requirements. You know, you probably want to turn them off. So anytime you get that message, you know, the builder's kind of trying to do you a favor, trying to help you make good decisions about what rules to include and not include. So in that case, I would just turn the rules off. You know, whatever SaberSim is saying, like, hey, you know, it's basically saying these rules don't fit this slate. Do you want to turn them off? And I would just say yes. So I would recommend following those principles there. To differentiate my portfolio, instead of just using the basic Saber score for MLB, standard plan, thanks. Good question. So where the ownership and projection filters came from, it wasn't coming from a place of differentiation. They made their mark in contest flashback. So on our build review show, that's at 5 p.m. Eastern today in about 45 minutes for anybody tuning in, if you guys want me to pull you up on stream today, drop your DK username in the Discord. We actually have nobody signed up here at the moment, and pretty hard to do the show when nobody signed up. So if anybody wants to volunteer, that'd be great. It'd be awesome. Hopefully I could provide some useful feedback for you. But going back to the question, so the projection and ownership filters we've been talking about, which is filtering out the bottom 10% of projected lineups, filtering out the top 10% of some ownership lineups, came from our work in the build review show. We noticed that users who had a lower sim average score were grading out a little worse than users in the contest that had a little bit of a higher sim average score at times, right? Sometimes you would see, you know, I don't want to give the impression that like projection is like all, the end all be all, because we would see like big fluctuations, right? We would see maybe the top two sets would be like 104 sim average score and 99 sim average score. But the user we were studying, they were playing like 96 sim average score portfolio. It's like, well, you can give up some projection, but if you give up too much, then that ends up being bad, right? So that's kind of what we're trying to avoid, is giving up too much projection. And the projection filter was one way to help users do that. We saw that some high negative sim ROI lineups also had really, really high sum ownership. So I've suggested toying with a sum ownership filter as well. And some of the users who have used that have given me some good feedback on it. So that seems to be working and helping people as well. So a lot of it is, you know, what can we find through studying and how can we account for that in our steps in our build? So that's where those filters come from. You don't have to use them. If you're grading out fine without them, that's great. But it was something that we saw. So, you know, more and more users are starting to implement that. And I think it's, you know, helping people across the board. All right. Next question. Are the exposures now set based upon what lineups you are saving to, meaning if you filter just show save a 20 max and then make exposure adjustments and then save, then switch to your next contest, do those exposures reset again, then I guess you can see the saved ones at the end to see overall exposures. Currently, I do all the build, all my MME lineups and sim with only one contest and then adjust exposures as a whole. So just trying to see how that workflow might change now with this update. Okay, good question. So, you know, let's say we're building some lineups, right? So when you do exposure changes, right? Let's imagine, I don't have a CSV here, but let's imagine you're doing like a multi-fill. The exposures are going to stay for all of your contests. So if I come in here and I set Hunter Brown to 50%, Tommy Edman to 50%, right? Well, if I fill one contest and then the builder loops to the next one, the 50% is still going to be active for the next contest and the next contest and the next contest. So those exposures are not contest specific. They do not reset. Which is kind of something that Scott was talking about. It's like, okay, that makes sense for like, you know, 20 lineups, 150. But if you have max exposures of 50% on a single entry, then you're literally never going to get to that player. So that's actually a problem that we're trying to address right now. There should be some implementation to address that before this beta version of the app goes live to, you know, app.sabersim.com. But right now those exposures do hold true for all of your contests and not just one at a time. All right. Next question. Generally speaking, I don't see multiplier or double up contests in the contest sim payout structure selector. How do I construct a custom cash type contest sim? Okay, good question. So you actually don't want to use contest sims for cash. One of the main reasons is we don't project cash ownership. We don't have field lineups for cash. You know, it varies a ton. Like a lot of cash games are like head to heads or like double up. So like we don't have like a double up field lineup. If you are building for cash, what I would really recommend, and I'll just open up a new build for this, is go into the gear icon and switch your build mode from sim mode to optimizer mode, and then build lineups there and then use projected scores. So when you build lineups in optimizer mode, what we're doing is we are packing in as many projected points into your lineup as possible. And then you want to play the highest projected score lineup. So if you're building for cash, I would stick with that workflow and I would not use the contest sims. All right. Good stuff so far. Let's see. Saw a question from Sammy in Discord, said, "Hey, Andrew, can you go over the two errors I posted yesterday? Thanks." Yes, I did address those. And if it seemed like your question came in probably around the time I was addressing it. So didn't address it too long ago. You can just probably rewind and catch that. And then it looks like we have a couple more questions from Discord, and then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat. Couple questions there from John and Clay, which we will get to. So see Chuck one. And then Chuck said, "I noticed that the favorites tab allows duplicate lineups in it. Any way to work around this?" If you could do me a favor and post that in the beta feedback channel in Discord, that would be great. You know, the team is monitoring that super closely for any type of bugs or issues like this. So this is actually, you know, the perfect thing to post in there. Like, hey, you know, I see the duplicates in the favorites tab, you know, and just give the team a heads up. So that'd be a huge help. And I could always post this in there after the show. So I'll also circle back and make sure this makes its way into that channel. All right. Question from John. How can I incorporate a metric that accounts for player ownership projections? So good news, right? And we'll go back to this other build with lineups. So good news is, you know, I'm not sure what account you're on, right? But let's say you're on SaberScore, right? Or like the starter, and your primary sorting metric is SaberScore. Well, you can come into the sorting metric dropdown. You could click this eye icon. this negative weight, this negative 0.8% is basically taxing lineups that have very high ownership. So it's saying, hey, the higher the ownership, the more it hurts the lineup. So we're doing that for you. If you wanted to do it yourself and you're on the Pro or Ultimate subscription, what I always recommend is starting with SaberScore as a baseline and then either changing weights or adding and removing variables or things like that. But in SaberScore, it's already accounted for. In the contest sim, it's also accounted for because we are simulating your lineups and your build against the field lineups. And basically the exposures from the field lineups become the ownership projections. Like, what that means is that in our ownership build, Hunter Brown had 42% exposure. And you can also see this. I think you can see this in the contest tab, usually. Although I don't know how to find it yet. So I'm actually going to have to ask. So I will ask where to view field lineups and get back to you guys. Okay, somebody said in the projection. Filters. Yeah, I'm still a little lost. So I'll figure out where to look for the field lineup. So let me make a quick note. And we'll circle back on this one. All right. So made a note for myself there. Let's keep it rolling. Question from Clay. Hey, Andrew, what's the best strategy for a 5-man contest on FanDuel? Good question. So I'm assuming a 5-man is probably a GPP, if I had to imagine. What I would probably do is come into the settings. I guess it depends what kind of 5-man it is, right? Like there are a lot of different types. If you are playing against seasoned, you know, pros and stuff like that, you know, I would probably use sim mode. I think it's safe to cut sliders in half. I think that's like a fine rule of thumb. If you're playing in like a home league against friends and family and, you know, you're setting up 5-mans for your own group, I would probably just use optimizer mode because chances are, you know, you're using a duel and, you know, your friends and family aren't, and playing just the best projected lineups based on, you know, our models is probably going to do you just fine. So that'd be my advice there. Ryan said, Andrew, how would you approach building showdown lineups for college football tonight? Let's go over to the college football streets and see what's going on. So tonight, college football, we'll do this UNC at Minnesota. And let's say we are playing this first down, right? I don't know exactly what all the payouts are and stuff. I'm going to assume it's a 20 max. And we'll say 20% entries paid, 25% to first custom. This seems fine. So I'm just going to set up a custom contest sim. And then if you don't have contest sims, I would stick with single game saber score. So, you know, I'm really not going to do like a ton here. You know, I'm going to trust the models and trust the team here. If you're doing some extra research, you know, and you want to account for that, that's great. But that's not the approach that I would be taking here. So, I'm kind of the opinion of lowering my minimum salary here. I think that's good. Sliders on 0-10. Going to click build lineups. So other than that, no rules, no filters, you know, trying to trust the sim outputs and just kind of see what they look like. I think one thing that you can maybe do to add to this is open up another build and then run a build in optimizer mode and just see like what the most common cache constructions are. Like, hey, who's the, you know, chalky captain? Is this, you know, are we going to see a lot of 3-3 stacks because the spread is close? Are we going to see 4-2s in favor of one team? That kind of gives you some ideas about most common lineup constructions, because I think lineup construction alone is a overlooked way of being unique to the field. Like, if the field's going to play a bunch of 3-3 stacks, you know, you don't even have to worry about who's your captain or what. You know, if you're playing 5-1s and more 4-2s, well, then that alone is going to help you to be like more unique in general, right? So that's something that I'm thinking about, so you can get some cues from that, from running a build in optimizer mode. So that just gives you some ideas about the slate. But kind of once you have those ideas, then, you know, you can kind of run your build with a little more information, right? So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to use a custom the contest sim here, or you could use single game saber score. Either's fine. And then let's move some columns around while this contest sim runs. Okay, columns are good. Contest sim is finished, so I'm going to go and switch to contest sim ROI here. Projections are going to resort. So I like to come in here and just kind of sort by pool. It seems like Omarion Hampton, the running back, is huge, huge favorite here to be one highest owned captain, but SaberSim agrees, right? I mean, projected ownership 21% in the pool, almost twice as much at 41%. And SaberSim is saying, hey, you really want to get to this player in the captain. So based on like the double pool exposure, I'm kind of okay with this. I think it's okay to lower it if you want. I'm also going to add in an aggregate metric. There's already one for average projection. I'm going to add average ROI. And then, you know, I think it's okay to tinker with min uniques and see what it does. So here, right, going from 1 to 2, average projections at 88, sim ROI is at 295. It jumps pretty quick from 88 to 86.9 and 295 to 267. I don't love that. It's like a huge drop, like 30%. So it's not my favorite. I might leave this at 1 personally here. One other thing I might do is I have this geometric mean custom metric, which I see a question here. So we're going to jump because these are kind of related. Hey, Andrew, could you give me a reminder about what product geomean does in custom metrics, please? Yeah. So the idea here behind this is product ownership helps you to estimate how likely a lineup is to be duplicated. We have a support reference that directly explains this and talks about the differences between some own, product own, geo mean, and how they all mesh together. So I'll drop that here in the YouTube chat so anybody could check that out if they want to. It's about a 5-minute video. Did it myself. So dropping that here. Okay, so getting back to this. So one thing I might do, right, is go and do a geomean formula, and I'll just do it in the search bar. So basically what it looks like is I would pick a number of dupes that I want max, right? So say parentheses 20 divided by the number of entries in the contest, which is 1,411, close parentheses to the power of 1 divided by 6 inside parentheses, and then I would solve that, right? And I'm just going to do it on a calculator. So 20 divided by 1411 to the power 1 divided by 6 gives me 49 here. So then what I would do is I say, okay, you know, now I want to come in and do a filter based on my custom metric that I already created. So very important to have this custom metric set up that says my own product geo mean value. And then to say geo mean, which I named it that, less than, and I would say 49, right? And I don't think this is going to have an effect, which we could see no lineups go in the trash. So then, okay, you know, maybe I can go a little bit lower. So maybe I want to do 5 dupes divided by 1411 to the power of 1/6 gets me to 39 instead of 49. So, okay, I go and apply my geo mean for 39. Okay, still nothing. So the lowest I would probably do is 2. So I'd say, you know, 2 divided by 1411 to the power of 1/6. And that gets me to 33.5. So at 2, you basically know that anything less is projected to be unique. So I don't think you need to go that far. So I'm pretty comfortable. I think it's just the size of this contest. You know, it's not very big. There was only 1,411 people. So, you know, it's just unlikely to be duplicated in general with such a small field. So that's kind of what it comes down to here. But at least I have that, you know, checkbox, right? I went through it. I know how it works. And I'm positive that, you know, these lineups should be unique rather than just kind of guessing, right? So that's how that works. If you're not on Ultimate, you can also set that up as an aggregate rule in the rules. Go to your add new rule, aggregate, and you would use my own geo mean no more than, and I would put 33.5 as we did in the demo here. So I want to cover that for everybody, but that's how it works. So I would do that. You know, you're going to have to kind of make a decision about what you want to do here. As far as exposures, I might just let it ride personally. It is a lot of exposure to Hampton, but you know, when you're trying to get leverage on like the top owned captain, you know, I'll say my risk tolerance is probably a little bit higher than a lot of other people's. So that's just something that I think about. All right. John said, when late swapping, do we have to check the live ownership setting? If you're using contest sims, you don't. So you can come in here and you see field lineups and there's usually a gear icon. Well, basically the field lineups use live projection and live ownership automatically. Oh, okay. Cause we don't have it for college football. So if I go back to the MLB main slate for tonight, and I go over to contests, I see a gear icon, and then it says use live sims on by default, use live field lineups on by default. So these are on by default. You don't have to do anything. Clay said, when I try to upload my CSV into DraftKings using the beta mode, it tells me I'm missing a position. The only thing I would mention is make sure that when you're saved to here, make sure it doesn't say download CSV. Make sure it has, you know, you're using single fill or multi-fill, and make sure that you are filling those entries. So if you use download CSV, it's just going to give you the raw lineups file without any of the DraftKings data, which identifies like the contest you're in and stuff. So if this says download CSV, DraftKings will not accept it. You need to be on single fill or multi-fill. Okay. Sam said, thank you so much for that. Yeah, man. Happy to help out. And we did that showdown demo, all good stuff. And looks like we're all caught up. So I got Chuck signed up for the build review show in about 20 minutes. Anybody else who wants to sign up, still got a little bit of time, but I will see you all at 5 p.m. Eastern very, very soon here. So thanks for all the questions. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and I'll see you then.